You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you, Wanda, my favorite girl, Wanda Miles of the Freed on Business Show. We're here now. We've got, again, the president of ISG World, South Florida's premier condominium marketing group, and they sell a whole bunch of condos to a whole bunch of people. They have done for years.
And we've been doing it for 25 years.
Now, Philip, how many deals have you guys closed in those 25 years?
Well, we figured it out recently. We've sold over 135 high-rise towers in South Florida. A few offshore as well, but principally here in South Florida. And I would say that I didn't count the units. I counted the buildings.
Now, Phil, let me ask you this. We were talking in the other segment about how you moved over. You're opening up an office in China. And one of the reasons you do that is you're selling Miami. You're branding South Florida. You're helping the Chinese know more about the South Florida market. How do you go about doing that?
Well, the interesting thing is we know the Chinese have already have a love affair with the United States, and they started coming to the West Coast, and they were in California, and they went up into Canada, into Vancouver. But as they started to emigrate to the East, and they got to New York, and they got to New York in a big way, and they put a tremendous amount of money and bought really trophy assets throughout Manhattan and the boroughs. And then once you're there, you're 3 hours away from Miami. So it became easy for us to start talking about a quick trip compared to making a 17-hour trip from mainland China. And when we started to talk to them about quality of life, quality of air, we talked to them about just the overall lifestyle of what we have to offer. And then when you put the cost of our real estate in perspective, we're a bargain. So we had everything to offer, but what we found almost more interestingly, if you will, is they are predominantly focused on education, because many of them look as South Florida as a place where they can send their children to go to school, and once they do that, they all need a place to live. They need a roof over their head. Doesn't necessarily have to be a student dorm. So it opens up the whole discussion about real estate and real estate ownership. And we think we tell that story in a wonderful way. We do it with our Miami report, but we do it person to person. And right now, in our own division, we have ISG Asia. And ISG Asia already has 25 Mandarin-speaking agents working full-time, many of whom have come out of the universities and making a career to stay here in South Florida.
Well, I'd love to invite you up to UF to recruit some of the UF people that we get that speak Mandarin. But Bruce, well, let me bring Bruce in now. Bruce is a branding expert. We're talking about building Miami's brand internationally with Phil and the condo business. I know Bruce has really worked hard to help build the brand of Miami. Bruce, how is the brand Miami getting traction in these new Asian markets? Is it really working?
Well, you just heard what Phil said. It was brilliant, because you're talking to a financial guy, you're talking to a real estate guy, yet never once did he talk about returns, never once did he talk about ROI, never once did he talk about interest rates or amortization rates. What he talked about was, hey, it's a 3.5-hour drive. The weather is great. Your kid can get educated. You can have a great lifestyle. He said, we talk about quality of life, quality of air. He talked about the emotional intangibles that people are looking for. And that's what we sell in Miami. If you remember the old days, we were the sun and fun capital. Well, guess what? That's not competitive. There's lots of sun and fun capitals. But if you want those things Philip was just talking about, if you want the hippest, the hottest, the coolest, the most wonderful place to be, this is it. And that's what we've been selling around the world. Those five letters, M-I-A-M-I, have become one of the most powerful tourism brands in the world. And as we know from an economic development point of view, no one brings their business to a place they haven't been. So once they come here, that's when the opportunities for guys like Philip to be selling property, for guys like you to be financing loans, that's where it all comes from.
Wow, I'm speechless.
That's a first.
That was great stuff. Now, Philip, now we've got the people, they've got Miami on their radar screen. What's the next thing you do to help them get comfortable?
Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to educate them about what it's like to be here in Miami. It's not just going to the mall. It's not just going to the beach. we really have to indoctrinate them into everything that Miami has going on and teach them how to get around and where they are and where they should be and where they shouldn't be and what they should pay attention to. So it's really an ongoing education that, you know, I think we've built our business on trying to not just educate consumers, we educate realtors, we educate brokers. It's really about imparting knowledge. And the more we know about what's going on, the better able we are to create the enthusiasm in an individual or a group to want to be part of this.
Well, enthusiasm, I watched that on display at your event the other day.
High five to
Levy PR and their whole team there for putting that together. Well, how many people were in that room?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think we had close to 500 people. And I, as I said to one of my clients, one of our developer clients,
deal makers,
these are the people that aren't at home sitting and sucking their thumb and worried about a down market. They're out there every day and they're trying to do business.
No.
So that's the audience
real
you want to
people.
Be talking to.
I sat next to two of the top guys from Wells Fargo. There were lawyers there. There were buyers there. There were real estate professionals. I'm not going to call them realtors because they're more than that.
They have to be.
You know, so what do they have to do today? My mom was a realtor 40 years ago. What's different today?
Well, if you really want to be successful in that end of the business, you have to be not just, first you have to be a personal promoter. You have to promote yourself as being somebody that's direct, reliable, knowledgeable, and be able to take somebody and listen. You know, the best salesman in the world is the best listener in the world. And if you don't know how to listen, then you'll never make a sale. So these are all people that have done their homework. They've studied what the facts of what's going on. That's where we're able to help with our Miami report, which, by the way, is an advertising free informational piece strictly to help people know more about what's happening in South Florida.
It's 10 pounds of information. I swear to God, it's
amazing.
But not
in a 5-pound bag.
No, it's not. It's
Why
fabulous.
Did I think the same thing at the same time?
Because you're both so full of those 10-pound bags. Now, Bruce, we're listening here to Philip. What are some of the things that, again, you know, you have your seven different things that people are supposed to do. Can you talk to me a little bit about what Philip said in relation to your seven steps?
Well, what I loved about what Philip said was, these are not the people who are sitting home sucking their thumbs.
High five.
I mean, other
that
than
is great.
Other than making fun of people who suck their thumbs, which hey, maybe was hey, a little...
You know, orthodontists need to have a living too.
Exactly. But metaphorically, that's right. I mean, that puts you in category with the Rothschilds. What did Rothschild say? The time to buy is when there's blood in the streets,
exactly
even
right.
if it's your own. The understanding is there's good times, there's bad times, but there's only this time. And if you're going to do something, you need to figure out how your brand, how your goals, how your resources all work together in the time you're in. The point of my talk, the point of my book, the title of my book, All About Them, says it doesn't really matter what you think, what you feel about what's going on. It's what do your customers, and more importantly, your potential customers think. So if Philip's concerned that the local audience is sucking their thumbs, he's going to mainland China and finding people. He's hiring, what'd you say, 23 brokers who speak
25 agents right now, all of whom speak Mandarin.
Speak Mandarin. So most people you'd sit here with say, yeah, you know, I'd like to go after that business, Jim, but you know, you need to speak Mandarin. First of all, they'd say Chinese. They wouldn't even say Mandarin,
yes.
because they didn't even bother
That's
to look
true.
It up. They need to speak Chinese, and I don't know where to find those people. And Philip's saying, yeah, well, I got 25 of them.
They're
and you're saying we have more at UF.
Yes.
And boom, boom, boom. That's how it happens.
You know, the most important thing, and, you know, people gets lost on the show, but this is what the show is all about, is people that are thought leaders coming together, sharing ideas, sharing them with the public. We're out there on Facebook Live if people want to hear and see us. They'll be able to pick it up. I couldn't get the, you know, I'm not the technical expert I want to be yet, but I'm working on it. But the most important thing is, and Bruce, you nailed it when you said that what I get self-actualized by is seeing other people be successful in their goals and what they do. I know you're making a face there, but watching the
I'm just wondering
you,
when I said that.
Oh, hey now. I know. But the point is that to watch the two of you really get together and make it happen. It makes my whole day. Now, Philip, we've only got a couple of minutes here in this segment. If you want to stick a little bit over around and I don't know if
Philip,
can...
stay for my segment. I don't
I'm
want
happy
you leaving.
To do it. Happy to do
All
it.
All right. Thank you. I couldn't ask that way.
Well, I can because I just want to add one thing.
Tell me.
What Philip's doing, there's two kinds of people.
Did I tell you how much I love you?
Have I told you lately that I love you?
You haven't been on. It's been too long since you've been on.
Well, then I'll have
so
to come back.
Cute,
you will.
You guys.
And I like
All
to
right.
be here with Wanda. We're holding hands under the table. Listen, there's
romances.
Two kinds of people. There are people who say yes to business. There are people who say no to business. It's really what you choose to be. I ate at a restaurant recently. As I walked up, it said no shirt, no shoes, no service, no bathrooms unless you're a customer. It said something else.
Oh, no, no. no, it was if you like the food, you still can't return it or something
then,
like that.
Then when I went to pay, well, first of all, the guy behind the cash register couldn't care less that I was there. Then when I went to pay, I get my receipt, and it said, no refunds if you don't like the food, and it's some nonsense. And I was thinking, all you need to do at this place is get rid of all the customers, and you'll have exactly what you want. And, of course, they were on their way to do that. So
well, the place was full, right?
The place was full of nobody. It was just me and the guy I was with. And actually, the food was quite good. But who cares? There's lots of restaurants with great food. There's lots of brokers who have properties listed, right? It's all about the attitude, and
listings.
The attitude is all about them.
You know, the one thing that I got a lot of things from your book. The thing that I use almost every day with a meeting, and then we'll go to the break, we'll come back, we'll talk about the book and all that other stuff, is that... Oh, I forgot what I wanted to say.
It must have been good, though.
It was good. It was good. I'll remember over the break, and this is a great way to tease the next segment. So we're going to have great information that you can use right away, because I'm going to remember it in a minute. We're going to have Bruce. We're going to have Philip. We're going to have Wanda. I might even show up. Wanda, roll the music before I forget to say that.